getting as many reviews as possible and being blatant about getting people to leave reviews and saying, look, if you like this stuff, get a review, you know. And once you get enough reviews, it's kind of hard. When I was with the Stone Man, something weird happened. You know, nothing was kind of happening. Then once it passed the 400 review mark, it suddenly started selling. I mean, it was always sort of trickling through and I'd do a free listing and then that would get some more reviews and blah, blah, blah. And then, but once it got to around 400 reviews, it just suddenly went up in the rankings on Amazon UK.
Right. Yeah, so it's sort of self-perpetuating. They promote the stuff that has got more reviews and then it sells more.
I don't know. And that's the thing. I don't know because Amazon's algorithm is very, very, very mysterious. And there's a lot of people that tell you they know how it works and they don't. Mm. And it changes all the time. But the Stone Man just suddenly shot up and then kind of stayed there. And so my thing was always, you know, the Stone Man is my biggest selling book. But I can't ride that gravy train forever, and I need, you know, I need another book to be selling like that one. So I made it my mission to get the reviews up for In the Darkness and make sure if people said to me, I like your book, saying, please leave me a review, and I'll, you know, getting the reviews up for that. Now, that's now past the 312. It's just on 312 reviews, and it's got a very high rating, which is great. It's on 4.9 out of 5 with 312 reviews. And over the last 3 days, it's gone up. And stayed up. And watching review rankings is very, very, very addictive. You have to be careful with it because it's like that. You get that dopamine hit. You know, oh, it's gone up, isn't it? You know, but it's gone up and kind of it's gone. Put it this way, it's In the Darkness is now suddenly selling better than it ever has.